Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City, creeping up on you. Like the holidays that are coming, ooh, so quickly. Do you hear me?
It's Christmas Eve.
I'm tiptoeing around your house. This is me, tiptoeing around, whispering in all the people's ears as they sleep, dreaming of their Christmas gifts that they'll open tomorrow morning.
Who knows what you might get?
You might get some nice advice, and you might get some coal. You don't know. But we're happy to have you every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. And I say it every episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Keep doing that. I want you to give the gift of J Train this holiday season. Okay? Put me in the driveway with a bow on it like a Mercedes. Of me, a picture, a big cardboard cutout of me with a bow on it, and I want your wife to run out and go, whoa! But you gotta spread the word and tell a friend, cause we're coming into the new year! A friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, anyone! J Train Podcast, bringing you into the new year. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. We got Shelby on the ones and twos.
What's up? Happy holidays.
No, this is a Merry Christmas podcast.
You're right, we're saying Merry Christmas
again.
We
say Merry Christmas on this podcast. Fuck that happy holidays bullshit. That's right. Very happy to be here. It's a Tuesday, but for you, it's Christmas Eve. That's right. This is my favorite time of the year. I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Day. Because as a Jew, I have nothing to do. And everyone is rushing around me, and I just sit back with a cigar, feet up, watching men worry about the gifts that they're going to get their wives on the last night. Oh, nothing feels better than watching someone else stressed through the holidays. Love it. Shelby, good to have you back.
Good to see you, too.
Very excited about today's guest.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Christmas Eve.
Yes, it is.
I got something for you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Okay, eyes are closed.
You too, guest.
Okay. Okay. We haven't introduced the guest yet. Shelby, I can hear him. I can hear his feet tap, tap, tapping around. What a rattle at my clatter at my...
You can tell you're a Jew. You have no idea
no, I don't
how
know
to
any
describe
of the,
any of this right now.
I don't know any of those Christmas words. A mistletoe at my foe? I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Open your eyes.
Oh, my God. This is the most ridiculous. Shelby, I'm going to put these on Instagram. They are J Train Podcast
condoms.
Holy shit, Shelby. This is an amazing gift. Where did you get this? Oh, my God. My girlfriend and I are off the stuff. But we're gonna use them just for you, and I'm gonna think of you. These are J Train Podcast condoms. We gotta give these out as Shelby. Thank you. I mean, unbelievable. We have to give these away.
You slip them in somebody's pocket in a meet and greet line.
I love this so much. J Train Podcast condoms. I'm gonna put them up with the picture we put on Instagram.
Yeah.
This is an amazing... I mean, they look ridiculous.
They know.
I mean,
it's a very judgmental face.
It's it's the cover of the podcast on a condom.
Being like, are you sure?
Rapper. Yeah. Are you? It's just me making a noise like that. Wow. And they're safe. These are real condoms.
They're 100% FDA approved. 100%
real. Wow. Shelby, thank you.
That's You're welcome.
And here I am, giftless.
Mm-hmm.
But I listen, we do our gifts. I do my gifts
offline.
Listen. The podcast is the gift.
Oh, Shelby. Oh, my nuts have been feathered. This is the feathering of a lifetime. Go on my Instagram and check it out. I mean, the crowd here at Feather Nation Studios is touched and excited. Wow. I'm speechless.
Yeah, it's a very thoughtful gift.
What a thought. And that's what the most special gifts at all, when you know someone took time to make it happen. Shelby, thank you.
You're welcome.
Listen, here's my gift to you. Shelby's Instagram is at Classic Shelby.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, I want everyone to go follow him. I'll give him the gift of a plug.
Wow.
You're welcome. Very excited about today's guest. Returning to the podcast, an OKP, original key player.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief. It's a guest we've heard before.
Chloe Hilliard, thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me, Jared.
It's such a pleasure.
Yes.
These condoms.
Yeah.
What would you do if a guy was like, I'm ready to fuck. And you were like, get out that condom.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, his favorite podcast host was on the cover of the podcast. What would you say?
Oh my, if I didn't know the podcast, I would be like, that's a little extreme.
Oh man, I'm so freaking horny.
But if I knew the podcast, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. I wouldn't use it though. I would keep it as a novelty.
Yeah. You got to like frame it, put it up on the wall.
Yeah, I would just have it in like somewhere.
If there's women out there, we got to send these out to some women, like put them in your drawer. Like,
yeah.
I would be, if I saw that in a woman's drawer, I'd be like, it would interrupt the sex.
It's a
conversation starter that you're like this. Conversations are over at this point.
But also think about it this way. What if they use it and they still get pregnant and then it'll sue you?
Yeah, then it's like, Jared, I'm writing to you with a very different email today. Yeah, I'm in their Law and Order SVU episode. Yeah, like what if something goes horribly wrong and they're like, and the only thing at the scene was a rapper.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, what the hell is this? They pick it up with a tong.
Yep.
It's like
your face on it.
A Jewish face on the front of the condom.
It's like a serial killer's calling card.
Yeah, they do kind of look serial killer-ish.
These sick fucks.
Chloe, we're so pumped to have you here. I want you guys to do me a solid, okay? Chloe's hilarious. She's fantastic. Her Instagram is at Chloe_Hilliard. You can find her on my account. I'll have her tagged up the wazoo. Right now, she is in pre-sale. You have written a book.
I have written a book.
You have written a book that speaks to me. It speaks to my soul.
Yes.
I talk a lot about on this podcast and stand-up in my Instagram everywhere. I talk about, you know, my anxieties about the health and wellness industry. It is called Fuck Your Diet.
Yes, it
is. I think there's a lot of listeners who would love this. And I've read a portion of the book.
Mm-hmm.
I read, and it's not about diet. To me, from what I read, it didn't seem it was about diets. It was seemingly coming to terms with, this is the body God gave you. Go through life. If you could explain the book,
because
I don't want to explain it for you, but that was the feeling I got.
It is a collection of funny and insightful and well-researched essays about my experience with body image and body weight. I was a fat kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do is I look at like different things that happen in this country, like food policy and politics that influence how we eat. Things you don't even realize.
And you're a journalist.
Yes.
By trade,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, you know, I can, the listeners can trust, I can speak to that. They can trust it's going to be a well-informed, well-written book.
It is
book.
Very well-informed. And it's also very funny, and it also deals with like my anxieties, my insecurities, and my like, you know, follies being, you know, a big girl. Because I think what we don't realize, and when you tell somebody who's like overweight, like, oh, just do X, Y, and Z, that doesn't work for everybody.
I've been raging against this new thing, and I would love to hear what you think about it. Intuitive eating.
Oh, yeah.
Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's just like
That's like telling someone just feel better.
Yeah.
Just like that's telling a depressed person to take a walk.
Yeah. And the thing is like everybody's body is different.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I've been on a diet. I mean, I'm not on a diet anymore. Like I don't have that diet mentality anymore, which it also got further cemented. Like as I was writing this book and I was thinking back and writing back on things that I did, like from, you know, bad, ill-advised diets and pills and everything to being like, why the fuck am I subjecting myself to this when I could just moderate what I intake and just exercise and then figure out what foods work for me? Cause that's a whole nother thing. It's like some foods just don't work for you. And I didn't realize that.
I get that.
Yeah.
I'm off hummus. It's the worst.
I can't do chickpeas. I used to eat hummus all the time. I can't do chickpeas. I can't do bananas, mangoes, coconut.
Yeah, the seventh cashews. Sprint to the bathroom. And I was like, I don't think this is the life for me.
Yeah, and also you realize that, you know, your body changes every 7 years.
Yeah.
So just scientifically, there's certain things that you used to be
every
able to
7 years,
eat.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, every seven years, your cells regenerate. So your body changes over
Got
the course
it.
Of your lifetime. So there's maybe things you could eat and then you realize I can't eat this shit anymore.
Yeah.
Like what happened? I have a low, a very small like gluten intolerance. So like if I eat pizza for years, I would eat pizza and they'd be like, why do I feel like I have a knot in my chest? Is the crust still going down?
Sure.
And then now I'm like, oh, dumb. That's fucking a gluten intolerance. You didn't even realize it. So there's other things that when people just say, just do this. It's like, you have to really know your body. And I think also what we don't realize in this country is that a lot of Americans live in what we call, you're in Harlem. Harlem is a food desert, which means that you don't have supermarkets nearby. Now you have some now because people like you moved in and
I came here with my Whole Foods.
Yeah,
in my
Whole
back
Foods
pocket.
Is safe. Yeah.
We did it. You're welcome, Harlem.
But even in middle America, there are large portions of the country where they have to drive to a supermarket. And that's why Walmart is open 24 hours, because people have to get groceries.
Yeah.
And also when you have a food desert, which means you don't have access to like quality foods, then all the fast food companies come in and they make it a food swamp. So that's why you have a chicken place and a Popeyes and a McDonald's on every fucking corner.
They're like going to shop for groceries at like the dollar store.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the bodegas. Mm-hmm. Had to have been some sort of response. I mean, that's why you go to a bodega and you're like, how do they have heads of lettuce here?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like they were, you know.
A beat up tomato and a little piece of garlic. And because you're just trying to get something. And so when you live in these conditions, even though we're a first world country, like even I'm not just talking about like the poor black and brown people, but like even white Americans eat like shit and they don't even realize that they're being subjected to like terrible food conditions.
Sure.
Because they're just like, well, I have a drive through. And it's like, yeah, but you're eating three of your meals through a fucking drive through.
And three of your meals that have nothing.
Yeah.
You're getting nothing out of them.
Yeah.
It's high calorie, low density type of thing. And it's like, yeah, I mean, but I love the personalization of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love, like, because I feel you. I've grown up thinking about my weight my whole life.
My whole life.
And it's like, I've been telling a joke now, but this, like, legitimately happened. I talked about weight stuff on stage, and a woman stood up and was like, screamed at me, you're not fat.
Oh, yeah, me too. They said to me too,
And it's like, you don't need to do, you know, insecurity is a personal thing.
Yeah, it is.
And it has nothing to do with, well, you know, what people do, and the reason they're saying that is like, well, don't think you are, because then what do you think of me?
Yeah.
And it's like, this is such a touchy subject. You can't stop eating.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go cold turkey on food.
Yeah.
Like, and
people's relationship with food is the most personal relationship you have.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you have like, you know, the perfect, whatever you consider to be perfect body. But if you don't, like, I think most people grapple with food and their relationship with food and how you punish yourself or reward yourself with food.
Yeah.
And, you know, like my mom put me on my first diet when I was probably like 10, 11.
Okay.
And it was this terrible powdered shake. And then it was so nasty. And then when I refused it, then she started like sending me to school. Actually, no, that's a lie. I was younger than 10 because she sent me to elementary school with Slim Fast. And so,
how do you explain that to other kids?
I write about it in my book. In her mind, she covered it with foil.
Hilarious.
And like they wouldn't notice and just be like, tell them you have a milkshake for lunch. And so at first it worked for like 3 days and they was like, what? Wait, what? How'd she get a milkshake in a metal can? What's your mom do? Is she a wizard?
And then like, it's a wizard. And then some people are like, well, I want a milkshake.
Yeah.
And then they're asking people like, where does she get a milkshake? And then one person's like, my mom drinks that.
Yeah.
Like,
and that was it.
Game over. Oh,
yeah.
There's so many things. I talked about it on, I do a Patreon episode, patreon.com/JaredFried, little plug city. I talked about trying on clothes in a store. I was getting a new suit, mm-hmm. and I have this like anxiety about trying on clothes going back. And I talked a lot about it. And, like, someone wrote a comment like that. They were like, it was nice to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And just my anxieties with like trying on clothes, because I used to go get clothes with my mom. And then if like something doesn't fit, it turned into like a trial.
A whole thing.
It's like, people come in.
Oh my God. Salespeople. Oh, I have the thing. Be right there. Come back now. You got five people in the fucking dressing room with you.
And your mom's questioning you, going, how could that not fit? It's like, I don't know. Why are we asking this question right now?
Yeah.
And then it becomes, and then I remember going to try something on now, and like someone was helping me out. And they were like, and I was like, the pants don't fit. And I got that like queasiness. Yeah. And then they go, I always get the other pants. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, like, life, this became, it was like almost like conquering a fear.
Yeah.
But those types of person, I taught that on Patreon, and it wasn't difficult for me to talk about, but like, it was definitely an unboxing of mm-hmm. emotions. And it was nice to have someone comment being like, wow, thank you. It was nice to hear.
Yeah, because you don't realize like all the stuff that you carry from your childhood to now.
Totally.
You don't even realize. Like when I was writing this book, I was just like, oh my gosh, I had so much stuff that happened to me. I was bullied because I was tall. So I'm mm-hmm. I was always the tallest kid. The tallest kid, the youngest kid, and the biggest kid.
Yeah.
So it was like a trifecta of fuckery.
Yeah.
You know? And so since I was always the other, everything was noticed. Everything that I did was noticed. Mm-hmm. And so I just remember being like, okay, I'm just going to try and minimize myself. Let me just try to like not be seen, not like cause a stir.
Interesting.
And it didn't matter because they just was going to bully me. And like whenever they were in the mood, sure. it was just like, let's see what Chloe's doing.
Also, you're someone that takes attention off of them and their insecurities.
Yeah. Yeah,
but with the beautiful thing I think about this book is reading that one passage mm-hmm. where it was, you're like, you know, if you could tell the story a little bit, mm-hmm. You know, you picked up a white dude, and it was like the experience of watching him,
yes,
like be with a woman or the mm-hmm. type of woman mm-hmm. he'd never been with before.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the thing. See, people think just because you may have low self-esteem or you're overweight that nobody wants to fuck you, which is
Not the truth. Something I've said on this podcast a lot is like everyone is, there's, if you go to the porn, any porn website, mm-hmm. on the left side, there's all these different particulars.
Yeah.
And so there's somebody whacking off to all
everything.
Of those things.
Yes.
So there's a guy whacking off to feet.
Yep.
You're someone's foot.
Yeah.
And I know that doesn't sound like a very glowing way to put it, but I'm saying I'm someone's foot too.
Yeah.
Someone looks at me and is like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And someone looks at me and goes, ugh. You know, like it's.
People don't realize it. I'm not the biggest I've ever been. Like, I've been bigger than I am right now, mm-hmm. like much bigger than I am. And I used to get hit on all the time. And so this one particular guy, I was out at a club and he was white. It was like a mixed like hip hop.
You made him sound like Beto O'Rourke. I'm gonna say.
I would
You're
say like
boat shoes. He had the whole look.
Yeah, me like that was the kind of the look, but like a little like Channing Tatum swag.
Okay,
you know, it's a
hot.
Yeah. And so we just like
it like was his polo was untucked.
Yes, very much so. And it just like we just it was just like we just locked eyes. It was just so random. And you know when you're in another city, you're like, I'm not from here, so I can do some whole shit.
I'm gonna be a little bit off center of what I usually am. Yes.
And it was just like instant and just ravenous and just, you know, went back to the hotel and it was good. But I could tell the thing that like kind of like, you know how you're in the middle of the action and you're just like, oh, this is going really well.
Sure.
But then like he would say little things that took me out of it. Like he would just comment like all my skin, like, oh, I love your black skin or your full lips are so full. And I was just like, calm the fuck down. Like I know this is a fetish.
This
but
is
like,
becoming a, it's more than
me
just me. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I don't understand that, but I understand it. I could see under. But I think what the beauty of that is, like, someone's gonna read that and mm-hmm. be like, "Wow, you spoke to me."
Yeah,
and that's why I like the. You know, I think anyone who's listening right now, it's called "Fuck Your Diet." If you've felt these feelings that we're talking about right now, You're going to love the book, and it's in pre-sale right now.
Yes. You can go to fyourdiet.com to order your pre-sale.
fyourdiet.com. Mm-hmm. The link is in your Instagram bio. So at Chloe_Hilliard. So knock them both out. Follow Chloe. Click the link. Pre-order. It comes out in January.
Yes.
So again, if you're like sitting there being like, I don't know. You'll get all the previews and you can buy it in January when it comes out.
Yeah, I have Amy Schumer gave me a great quote. She's on the front cover. Wanda Sykes gave me a great quote.
It's a very good quote. It's a very interesting quote.
That's the only time
Mr. President.
I will accept that use of Donald Trump's.
All right. So, and Chloe's hilarious. She's a fantastic comic. So all of you go follow @Chloe_Hilliard. It'll be on my profile. Along with the J-Train condoms. let's get to the emails. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I did an alone episode. Every now and again, I do an alone episode to get through a bunch of emails. And it was told to me that they didn't like the long intros. And I was like, that's okay. Let me hear the feedback.
Okay.
I got this email right in front of me titled, Long Intros Rule.
It's always one.
Okay. Keep the long intros.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love to learn about the comics on your podcast. So I hope everyone learned about Chloe. And I love, I think when it goes somewhere, when we have something to talk about, it's good. Let's do some emails. You ready?
I'm ready.
Randos from high school and the holidays. Okay. J Train, thanks for making my Tuesdays and Fridays a little bit brighter. I can't recommend you and your guests advice enough to all my friends. I even mentioned Autumn's one plate holiday rule at my Weight Watchers meeting, and it had all the middle aged women shook. So we had, it's funny because we were talking about the health and wellness stuff and what annoys us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did think sometimes I look at these trainers and I go, yeah, they're better than some of these holistic people.
Yeah.
Like the trainers are at least like, hey, here's something that works. You either use it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the holistic people are like, you got to love yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're not hungry, just stop eating. And you're like, shut the fuck up. I can't do that.
That Zen master shit.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not real life.
Well, this woman, Autumn Calabrese, she came on and she's a fitness trainer. She's in incredible shape. But she was like, I was like, what's one thing for the holidays? She goes, put together one plate.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's like a relieving, actionable thing. So
yeah, like eat what you want in moderation.
Yeah. And then when you say moderation, though, someone goes, well, my version of moderate, the plate is the size of the plate.
Yeah.
If you bring out a bucket, all right, one bucket. I hit it off with a guy at high school reunion type meetup this past summer. We weren't friends or even acquaintances back in high school, but we had some fun and flirty conversations that night. We exchanged numbers and tried to meet up over the summer, but it didn't wind up working out. And in the fall, he returned to the city 2 hours away to continue with graduate school. We ran into each other over Thanksgiving Eve and immediately hit it off again. He ditched his friends to stay and hang out with me and was going to come back to hang out at my house. But he eventually got a ride home with friends. He sent a text almost right away apologizing, saying that he would text me to hang out on Friday that weekend. Friday rolled around and no text. I eventually texted him on Saturday to try and make some sort of plan, but he apologized and said he had booked up. He was booked up with his birthday plans, but mentioned that he'd be out later that night. I lied and told him that we'd probably run into each other. Told him we'd probably run into each other knowing fully well I'd be sitting on my couch watching reality TV. I'm clearly not expecting big things from this guy. He hasn't really given me a reason to. And logistically, nothing would ever come out between us. But he seems like a fun person to just hang with or have some fun with. I guess my question is, why does he always seem to make plans with me in person and then dodge me later? Am I just someone to stroke his ego, or does he just really not want to hang out with me? A follow-up question. I'm assuming that I'll be seeing him out at local bars around Christmas. Any tips on how to handle that run-in? Thanks. Feathering all the way from Ohio. What do you think, Chloe?
He's not interested.
Not interested, or is he interested?
He's interested in a hookup that he doesn't have to work for.
Yeah.
So when he was down to hang out and then he got a ride, he was like, oh, I'm going to take the ride.
Yeah.
At that moment, that's when it was like, okay, he didn't want to apply any real effort.
You know what I love? I totally agree. And it's an interesting topic to like unpack because a lot of people will go, like you or don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not, you know, like is on a spectrum.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's what you're saying is exactly correct. He didn't like you more than the work.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's going, well, the work, he was coming home with me that night, and he bailed.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have been there so many fucking times.
Because you think about the next day. The next day, it's like, I got to get up. I got to have the awkward conversation.
Yes.
I don't want breakfast, bitch. I don't even like you. Yeah. Where? What address is this? My Uber's coming.
And, totally. And it's like a little bit of, it's an ego thing too. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, ugh. And then if I sleep over, am I going to have to go out with her again this weekend? She'll really want to because look at me. I'm such a great guy. Like, not saying he is, but this is how he's thinking.
Yeah.
So it's like, I understand. A lot of people write in for the why in other people's heads. The why in that guy's head is impersonal.
Yeah.
It's more like, I'd fuck her, but not as much as I want
to hang out with my guys and eat wings.
Exactly. Or not as much as I really don't want to get a cab from your house to my parents' house, explain to my parents what's going on. So he's into you, but at a convenience level.
Mm-hmm. And also the fact that you went to school with each other, that means there's a network of people who can fact check the things you ask about him after y'all have sex.
There's questions to answer. Mm-hmm. There's, oh my God, we never even spoke to that person in high school. And it's not that you're like a nerd or a loser. It's just, you have to explain it to people. Everyone knows hometown shit. Everyone knows each other on a level that is like a little too close.
Yeah.
And it kind of stops you.
Because once she says, oh my God, guess what? I hooked up with so-and-so. They're going to be like, oh yeah. Oh wait, you know he has a girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Remember when he used to date blankety blank? And they still talk all the time. We know that.
Yeah.
You know, so you're really, with someone like this, you're trying to get them over the hump of the baggage of high school.
Yeah.
Combined with, you're staying around your parents. Like, it's not like as easy as like, come to my apartment. Oh, Uber home the next day. Yeah. You know, it's just different.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Chloe Hilliard. Fuck your diet at Chloe_Hilliard. FYourDiet.com.
Yep.
It's in pre-sale right now. Ooh, Ken, I like this one. Can a relationship survive a post-breakup hookup? Okay. Jared, love the podcast. It makes my morning showers and commute more tolerable. Feather, feather. I appreciate your advice on this issue. It doesn't involve dating apps, but is more related to longer relationship. I met my boyfriend of about 2 years ago, and we dated for roughly a year and a half. Initially, we were in our 30s. I'm a lawyer, and he's a professor. We're neighbors. Things were going great at first. Then we got into a few arguments on one occasion. About a year in, he decided he would go out for a platonic night for drinks and dinner, for dinner and drinks solo with a female colleague, and I flipped out. He's somewhat reserved. I'm a bit more direct. I had met her many times in the past, and it always seemed like she was hitting on him. He was very into me at the time and didn't really respond to her advances, but just made me uncomfortable. He's stubborn and he went anyways, blaming it on my trust issues. Fast forward to a few months later, several arguments took place and he broke up with me. 3 weeks after we got back together, he seemed more committed to the relationship and invited me to meet his parents over Christmas out of state, which he had never done before. He brought me flowers, etc. I was impressed. One night, about a week or so after we made up, we had a few cocktails and I coaxed some truth out of him. He admitted that he had dated the colleague while we were broken up. Things even got sexual, but apparently they never had sex because he couldn't go through with it. I believe him. The man can't lie. This week, he had a work holiday party, and I wasn't invited because he was afraid I would confront her, as I promised I would if I ever saw her again. I love that I thought that she was going to write, I promised him I wouldn't. No, I promise I would. If I saw her, I would say some shit. As I promised I would if I ever saw her again. I don't think anything is going on with her. He said he's not even attracted to her. He just considered dating her because he was lonely. I was somewhat annoyed that this issue keeps haunting us. I just want to move on. So my questions are, can a man date a woman after a breakup and realize he wants what he had before, notwithstanding the new sexual attention? And two, how can I stop thinking about this woman who was encroaching on my shit? Thank you in advance. You're the best. Please don't use my name. Okay. Don't write it then. P.S. Additional info. Okay.
In the same email.
I mean, this is definitely a lawyer writing it. This girl is not cute, but she's nerdy like him and into his field. However, I can't imagine anyone wanting to have sex with her. We just talked about this.
Don't do that.
It would probably require more work to keep me interested, and I'm not involved in his field of work. Nonetheless, we have a fun banter that can go on for hours on a given night. Statistics don't turn me on. Another thing she writes, I really like this guy and I want it to work out. Also, he sleeps at my place almost every night now and before, so I know he hasn't cheated on me unless you include the post-breakup attempted hookup. Said colleague is moving to accept another job. Good riddance. I love this guy and I'd like to keep him around. So what do you think? I like the email because it's a real problem that people deal with. I don't think she's handling it correctly.
No, she's not. Wait, how long were they broken up for? It didn't feel like it was that long.
It wasn't that long.
She's like a couple weeks. Right?
So about a year in, he decided to go on a platonic night. So then I had met her. He was very into me. And then it went away. Fast forward a few months later, he breaks up with her. So she writes 3 weeks later, we got back together.
Yeah, so 3 weeks.
3 weeks. So they dated for a year, got rocky. Few months later, they break up. 3 weeks later, they're back together.
Okay, so 3 weeks is not a long time. Mm-hmm. But that also should let you know that clearly the woman had sights on this man and made herself available when she knew that he was no longer in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's probably one of those things where he was like, yeah, you know, me and my lady, we're not doing really well right now. We're actually broken up. And she's like, oh, let me know if you ever want to hang out. She definitely had sights on him, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And he went along with it. But he couldn't go all the way through it because he realized that his heart is somewhere else. And I also think that's fine. I think that's what dating is. I think that a lot of times people treat dating like marriage, and it's not. Dating is to see if you are interested in this person. Yeah, yeah, and how much better of a way to know if you really want to commit to somebody is by having an option with somebody else and realizing that's not an option you want
to
take.
To figure it out.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something you said where it's like, this woman had eyes for him.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a part of that, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think it's hard. The emailer, the woman writes in with a lot of, like, as if he was kind of like a plastic bag in the wind.
Yeah.
And she just snatched him because she wanted it. For her, for 3 weeks to be the opening.
Yeah.
And for her and him to get together for some sort of dating situation where they didn't have sex, but they got sexual.
Yeah.
He was kind of playing that a little bit.
No,
don't you think?
I believe that he was actually oblivious to this woman's advances.
Because you think
so? I've been in situations like that where I was dating a guy and he introduced me to a friend of his that was like a friend of his for like 10 years. Like, this is my closest girlfriend. Sure. I've known her since college. And after meeting her that night, I was like, she's in love with you. He was like, no, she's not. I was like, no, trust me. I'm not even saying this with like envy or jealousy. Like, she's in love with you.
There's a reason she's sticking around.
Yeah, this is the reason why she's your friend. There's a reason why she drove up
this
here.
This happens
to hang
male
out
or
like,
female. This happens, you know.
But I think a lot of times men are really, truly oblivious to a woman who's like enamored with them. And then it takes another woman to see the traits of it to bring it up. And so I believe, first of all, we don't know how long they've been colleagues. So what if they were colleagues for 4 years and all of a sudden this girlfriend comes in? That means that the colleague already had eyes on him and you came into the picture.
Not her.
Yeah. So I think also he probably didn't realize it until that 3 week period that, you know, because the colleague was like, this is my shot. This is my three. This is my window.
It's over.
Go big or go home.
But do you think there's any chance that he was like, I guess considering that, it would make sense that he's like reporting to his colleague.
Yeah.
Things aren't going well.
Yeah.
We actually broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then she was like, oh, shit. And then their texts go from, hey, what are you doing? You know,
and then they get back together and now the colleague is going to another job. Like, that is definitely
interesting. Yeah, I didn't think about it that way because going to the other job is her being
I had my
shot. The war's over.
Yeah.
Time to move on.
Gotta go. Pack
time
it up.
To leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you. Do you think there's a way for this woman to get over it?
This woman, the girlfriend, has to get over herself in order to get over the situation. Because
explain that. Good.
Because I didn't like the addendum, the very lawyer addendum at the bottom. She's like, she's not even that attractive.
I know.
Doesn't matter. You tearing down this other woman, it has no place in this scenario because it's all about people's connections and feelings.
Yeah, and when she even says, she's like, I don't know statistics, this girl, maybe that's what he's into. Listen, I've had so many women tell me that, like, who they think is hot and who they think is not hot. Yeah. It's way off. It's always, there's like, oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, you're pushing too hard. Yeah. And then there's like, guys think she's hot. And it's like, she's hot.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. Yeah. I think that when you have a situation like this and it's like another person, another woman, don't do that measuring game. Like, no. She's not even that cute. It doesn't matter. She may suck a mean dick.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You know, she may massage his back when he's taking a shit on the toilet.
Yeah. Women do this shit.
You don't know.
Oh, she knows my move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women do that a lot to each other where it's like, and like, they do that with like the next girlfriend. Mm-hmm. They'll see on Instagram and be like, they'll measure themselves against the guy. Yeah. It's like, it really isn't that personal.
No.
Like, I mean.
And it's also, you know, you can probably admit to this, when it depends on the stage a man is in his life. Because mm-hmm. the things that used to catch his eye when he's in his 20s, he wants nothing but to
absolutely.
Stay away from those things.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, and also, like, you know, I mean, I've said this on this podcast a lot of times where it's like, you go on the subway and like, you can go, I'd fuck her, mm-hmm. I fuck her, and go around the whole thing and you go, but all those mean different things. Just like the last guy who sees the girl home from high school.
Yeah.
Would I fuck her while also having to go home the next day to my parents' house? No.
No.
You know?
No.
Would I fuck her and be in a long-term relationship? Yes. You know, like, you don't know.
Yeah.
There's different flavors that, especially men, mm-hmm. were brutally disgusting.
And I, you know, like, I just hope that the girlfriend takes it upon herself to think about her relationship and realize that there's things that she can do. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't have similar interests, there is a certain level of compromise. Like, you have to indulge them a little bit because that's a big part of their personality. So mm-hmm. it shouldn't be like, I don't like what he does, I'm not interested. It's just like, when you get married and y'all been together for 40 years, you're gonna hear about his fucking job.
Yeah.
You better perk it up.
Well, I would also say to her, she's asking, can a man date a woman after a breakup and realize what he wanted before? I think it's what we're also saying with the looks thing. It also relates to, like, you can't put yourself against this date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
yeah.
Your worth has nothing to do with the date he went on because he was like, here it is. It's easy. It's someone who's interested in me.
Yeah.
How could I not unpack this bag?
Yeah. Let me see. It's an option. This may be my wife.
Exactly. And I don't think he went on the date and was like, she doesn't do lists like her. She doesn't. Yeah. It wasn't about you.
Yeah.
So I think you have to kind of remove this person. You have to stop putting yourself on a Venn diagram with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he's back with you. That's it.
Yeah.
You're back with him. You said you love him. You said you want it to work out. Live and let live. You got to, like, let go of this other person.
Yeah.
And understand that if he, you know, no one does what they don't want to do mm-hmm. in general. Like, no one spends time on things they don't ever, that they don't want to spend time on. No one does. Everyone's pretty incentive based.
Yeah.
So think of that. Like, if you would need to lean on something, he's there for you.
Listen, I like the fact that he was very honest with her and he told her everything that
yeah.
happened. And most people won't tell you. Some people won't tell you that. And they would have had you come to the motherfucking festival party and look at this bitch in the face knowing he was sucking on her titties 3 weeks ago.
Sure. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. Ooh. Love this sponsor. Feels. You ever experience stress, have anxiety or chronic pain, or have trouble sleeping at least once a week? You're not alone. Many of us do. Personally, I am a big, I mean, getting to bed at night.
It's tough.
Tough. Yeah. Especially because our schedules change.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like 11 o'clock is the bedtime. No. Tonight's 9, tomorrow's 2, tomorrow's 1, next night's midnight. So Feels is a great way. premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. I took Feels also in the morning during the U Up Live tour every morning because we were traveling somewhere new.
Good call.
And with the hustle and bustle of getting to the airport, getting on the plane, it was just, you know what it did? It kind of like centered me a little bit.
Yeah.
I got to say, I did feel it. Just putting that, you know, a little bit of Feels under my tongue before I went on the plane, before I left the house, it was like, here we go.
You're not, this isn't just like zonking you. You're just a little mellower.
It takes
the edge off.
Especially when you're dealing with people on airplanes. It's just, it made it a little bit more zen. What does Feels do? Feels naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, and pain, and sleeplessness. Easy to take. Place a few drops of Feels under your tongue. Feel the difference within minutes. Real human support. If you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline and text message support to help guide your personal experience. You feel better naturally. It feels works naturally to help you feel better. No high or hangover addiction. There isn't a high. It's just like this mellowness. It comes over you. You feel it. Feels. Membership. Join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/JTrain, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/JTrain to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/JTrain. Get involved with Feels. I think this is a great like New Year's thing. Like, chill you out. If you're maybe taking like the month of January to stop drinking, it's a good way to like, you know, wake up and feel like you're getting into the day, feeling a little more zen. Feels.com/JTrain. 50% off. That's a great deal. Let's do some more emails. You ready, Chloe?
Yes.
Let's do... How to rules on dating your friend's ex? She's married. No,
let's hear the story. But I'm
Chloe
saying
Hilliard's
no.
Here at Chloe underscore Hilliard. Fuck your diet. She's also saying fuck this dating situation. Hi J&J, love the podcast. Oh, they've written into this to both podcasts. I don't like when they do that, but
they're trying to maximize their.
I know. Well. We haven't answered this on You Up, so we'll do this now. Love the podcast. Want to ask a question regarding dating someone's ex? Normally, I would always say this is a major no, but there are rule. But are the rules all the same when one of them is happily married? For context, I'm 26. My friend is 32, and she is recently married. I was invited to the wedding in July, but couldn't make it. I've only known this girl for about 2 years, and now, so I've only ever known her with her now husband. I recently matched with a guy on a dating app. After doing the initial stalking, looking him up on Instagram and Facebook, I wasn't able to find anything about him because he was so private. I gave up and just figured I'd meet him for a drink and find out more about him the normal way, in person, speaking. My roommate finally found this guy via his Pinterest. Oh, my God, women.
Yeah, you got to dig deep. Come on now.
His Pinterest from 2014, also very concerning. The dude has a Pinterest. At the time, it made some sense, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it depends what the boards are.
Oh, that's true. And we finally linked him back to my friend who was married. It looks like they dated back in like 2015, but I'm not sure for how long or why it ended. I wouldn't have ever known they dated unless my roommate hadn't stalked him and found his info on social media. Now I feel like a bad friend for potentially going for drinks with my friend's ex-boyfriend. What are the rules here? Should I just skip this guy in order to never have issues with my married friend? Or is this something I should ask permission for?
You shouldn't be upset that I fucked her. You should be upset that I had a laugh with her.
That's a very guy. I watched Marriage Story. Have you watched it?
I have not watched it yet.
That's from a fight in the movie.
Is that the fight where he doesn't know how to punch a wall? That everybody's
yeah,
been,
that's been the wall punch is crazy.
They have been roasting him on Twitter. Yeah,
like, I haven't seen that.
Like actors Twitter, because you know, like there's like different subgroups.
Sure,
actors Twitter. It's like this scene is like every acting class 101.
Oh really?
Fight scene. Every cold.
Let me slam this fake door loud.
Yeah, and then it breaks too easily. Yeah. Like he punches it with like his like fingers forward and
the
palm.
Pinky palm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He should have broken his hand. That's the only way.
I think he, and it was like mid strike, he was like, I really don't want to hit this
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, it does. I gotta go look this up. Should I ask for permission if you think I should skip it and get involved with this dude? How do I get out of this? I'm supposed to grab a drink with him on Wednesday. Help. What do you think?
You have to talk to your married friend.
To rehash this, she's known this woman for 2 years.
Yes.
Was invited to the wedding.
Didn't
so she
go.
Didn't go. Mm-hmm. Meets this guy who she dated in 2014, mm-hmm. which 6 years ago. So it is someone in her past, but it's someone in her past. And she's wondering, how do you go about it?
Yeah, you have to talk to your friend. You have to call her up mm-hmm. and say, hey, this is what happened. I met this guy online, which is cool because yeah. that's a very neutral thing. It's not like she sought out her ex-boyfriend.
Totally.
And I believe, I'm not sure, but I believe you may have had a history with him. His name is Blah.
Mm-hmm.
We've met for drinks. I mean, I didn't find anything. He doesn't have social media, so it was no way of me knowing, but I just have a suspicion. I think you may. And based on that friend's reaction,
yeah.
you'll know everything. Everything you need to know.
Totally.
If it's a visceral, because also for your own protection and safety, what if he's like a kooky person? What
totally.
If he's abusive? What if he's
yeah.
an alcoholic? Like, what if he has erectile dysfunction? What if his breath stinks? What if his mom, you know, still does his laundry? Like,
all of these things matter. Yeah. I totally agree with you. I think you go friend first. Absolutely. Also, it's okay. Like, your friend who you're friends with,
mm-hmm.
so she's a lot like you. Is going to understand, yeah, we looked him up. We found him on Pinterest. You're on the Pinterest.
Yeah.
Like, she might have a laugh at that. And again, you're going to hear her reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and here's what's probably going to happen. She's going to go, yeah, he wasn't the match for me. He's probably good. Like, 90% of the time, it just didn't work out. He didn't want to get serious.
Yeah.
It never, you know, that's what it will be. Maybe he's different now.
Mm-hmm.
And gives you the inside track. Like, if you're willing to stalk this much.
Yeah.
If you're willing to go to Pinterest.
But that's
you
not even
hear
not,
more.
That's not yeah. That's not even a ski. I don't even think she'll be weirded out by the Pinterest thing. She'll be like, "Yeah, no. Good for you.
Good for you. You found." Of course, yeah. She'll understand that completely.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. I love this. Considering the fuck your diet mentality.
Yes.
Where this is all personal. Chloe's book. You can find it. It's in pre-order right now. We're sponsored by Noom. Have you heard of Noom?
No, I have not.
I love Noom. This is the total opposite of intuitive eating, and you know, maybe you can pray to a fucking ghost and it will help you lose weight. Noom is an app that basically is there to just keep teaching you. Every morning, it gives you a little nudge in your side. Hey, have you had your breakfast? Have you logged your meals?
Oh, that's great.
It has workout. It has workout communities that tell you what types of workouts to do. Eating things, it's a one place to like do all your mm-hmm. wellness stuff. It's all about changing habits, which is the hardest thing in the world to do. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight; it's about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself. Whether that's more stamina to keep up with your busy life, finally getting into those goal jeans, being more in tune with your body's needs, or practicing more self care. What if you could use one program for all your health and weight loss needs? No more hunting for training apps and workout or training apps or calorie trackers and meal plans. Plus, add a goal specialist and a community of members to keep you motivated. Here's what I'll say about Noom. Noom's big thing is weigh yourself every morning. Okay? That's good for some, good for others. But it is going to give you that little nudge, that little pop-up notification mm-hmm. on the phone that you check every day. Saying, hey, this is still a part of your life. Yeah. And sometimes I think that's the hardest thing. Like, I'll have a good week, and then the next week, I'll have a drink on a Sunday night, and then all of a sudden, I'm drinking every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, by the end of that week, you go, oh, I got to go back to that other week I had. And it's like, you kind of lose yourself a little bit. Noom is never going to let you lose yourself. Always a nudge on your side. And it's a free app to download. It has so much to do on there. Whether you like buy up or not, it's very good. And it's a habit-changing solution that helps us learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. One of the things I love that it does is it has like fun facts every day. Like mm-hmm. I reference this one where it's like, they'll be like, a craisin versus a grape. A craisin is a dried food that you're going to have more of. A grape has a lot of water in it. It's going to fill you up more.
Oh. Good to know.
That's a little nugget.
Yeah. Yeah.
That the next time you come at the face of Crazen and Grape, you make the right decision or the one that's right for you. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. And right now, we're heading towards that new year. This is the time to sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/JTrain. That's Noom.com/JTrain. You really have nothing to lose. Visit Noom.com/JTrain to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/JTrain. Noom.com/JTrain, the last weight loss program you'll need. It's just a great app to go and search around. If anything, go take a dance around the app. Noom.com/JTrain. Can I ask why someone ghosted me?
No.
I was context. I was ghosted by a guy recently that I still see all the time. We met through mutual friends, so I would tangentially hang out. We went on a couple dates that seemed to go well, slept together a couple times, then all of a sudden radio silence. I texted a couple times and got the picture. Now a couple weeks post-ghosting, he pretends nothing happened when I see him, which is annoying as fuck. Literally, we were at the same Friendsgiving last week, and he was just chatting to me randomly throughout the night. I just kind of smiled and would go stand somewhere else. Question: am I allowed to text and be like, "Hey, what the fuck? Why would you do? Why did you ghost me?" But probably phrase nicer. I like that she's like, "What the fuck? No, but nicer." I am genuinely curious, but also want to call him out a bit. I get he was probably not feeling it and just wanted to skip over the awkward part, but a simple text would have sufficed, especially since we see each other so often. So what do you think? Can she call out a ghoster?
No, you had your opportunity when you were with him face to face. That's the time to do it.
Mm.
That's the time to do it in a very chill way. Like, yo, bro, you're talking to me like you didn't just go, like, what happened?
It's funny to talk to him like he's talking to you like he's in one of those movies where he got amnesia.
Yeah.
And like the real answer would have been like, hey, mm-hmm. Hey, do you remember fucking me?
Yeah.
You know, like to get that face to face.
Yeah.
But the same reasons that she didn't say anything at the party mm-hmm. is the reason he ghosted her.
Yeah.
Because it's tough to tell, be like, what the, you're asking for conflict.
Also, I think it's in your backups, like the information you gave. It's like you met through mutual friends.
Yeah.
And he probably ghosted you because it would have complicated the circle of friends. Like, yeah, if he had dogged you out, it wouldn't have been sure. a good look. If he's dating other people and it gets back to you, it's not a good look. So it's kind of like a panic thing where it's just like, let me.
Yeah, it's all insecurities. Uh-huh. And that's why I don't advise her to ask why.
Yeah, don't ask
why. He doesn't have an answer.
No.
His answer is the same as yours. All of our answers every day. I'm an insecure fuck who doesn't know what to fucking say to people mm-hmm. that I had a sexual relationship with. Yeah. I understand that. Here's what you can do. And I think all post-ghosting texts are for you, not them.
Yes.
It's for you, not why. You're not going to figure something out. He's not going to text you back and you're not going to go, well, the reason I found love in my next relationship is because my ex who ghosted me told me what was wrong with me. That's never going to happen. So I do understand the need to put like a button on it.
Mm-hmm.
If I were her, your text is wrong. I mean, a lot of text him and be like, hey, what the fuck? Why did you ghost me? No, 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 no.
No, I wouldn't even text him. I wouldn't text him because the fact that you have mutual friends means that you'll see him. I've had a guy ghost me and mm-hmm. then we would, for some reason, like he actually lives in my neighborhood. We met online and we realized we lived in the same neighborhood. And then we dated for a couple months, maybe like 2-3 months, hooked up and all that stuff. And then after he ghosted me mm-hmm. and then for some reason, for like a year after that, I would see him all the fucking time in our neighborhood. And every time he saw me, it'd be like, hey, he'd be with another woman. He'd be like, hey, Chloe, what's up? How you doing? And I'd be like, get out of my face.
Yeah.
What do you want? Like, and he would laugh it off. It's like, why are you talking to me?
Stop talking. You said that to him?
Yeah. I'm like, why are you talking to me like you didn't just...
But this is the equivalent of what I kind of think she should do for her.
Yeah.
Just for her mental health.
Yeah.
Because she, I think, like, this isn't... Anytime you text someone who ghosts you, it has to be for you. Be as selfish as they were to ghost.
Yeah.
So if I were to have that version of mm-hmm. that with it, like I would send this text if I'm her. hey, we're cool.
Yeah.
We're cool.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about seeing me in public, but it fucking sucks that you acted like we didn't have anything happen. Mm-hmm. You never broke up with me. I sat here waiting for a text from you that never came back, and now you act like nothing went on. I'm cool to see you in public, but just know what you did was shitty.
Yeah.
And there's a better way to go about that, but it ain't going to be with me.
Yeah.
And I think that's like one of those things where it's at least when you see them out.
Like, you let them off the hook by letting them know that you are annoyed, but you're not enraged. You're not going to seek some emotional revenge. It's not going to be a scene. But just like, I know that you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. And I don't need to have this like fake smiling moment. Like, we saw each other. You didn't even mention it. You could have apologized 7 different times.
Yeah.
You could have been a man 7 different times along the way. And instead, you casually ignored that you were inside of me once.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think that's the way where you're like, at least you can free the spirits from your body.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing I've noticed, like that, like, but the kind of guy that he seems to be, like him talking to her in that situation, he is a sociopath.
Sure.
Because it's like, I know that I did you wrong, but the world still sees me as this great guy.
For sure.
Here I am chatting you up. Our friends will not believe that I did some fucked up shit to you because we were just kikiing at the holiday party.
Yeah.
And it's just all about the optics. It's all about still looking like they're a good guy.
Yeah, because he might want to hook up with someone else at the friend. Another mutual friend.
Yeah.
I just think like with this situation, it happens all the time where someone's like, what answers can I get? You're not going to get any answers. But you can like let someone know that you're not an option to come back to.
Yeah.
So I think that's what,
like, you burned
this
bridge.
Yeah, a lot of this is him going, yeah, we're cool. Maybe we'll hook up again.
No.
Bridges burn. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got time for one more?
We do.
One more email.
We're here with Chloe Hilliard @Chloe_Hilliard. Fuck Your Diet. That's the book.
Yes.
It's coming out in January. Pre-order now. You're going to love it.
Oh, and I'm going on tour too, but we'll talk about that.
What are you going on tour?
I'm going on tour. I'll be in Chicago at Zany's January 5th and 6th.
We got a big Chicago crew.
Oh, yes.
Go see Chloe. We love Zany's.
Yes.
Huge fan of that club.
So that's a Monday and a Tuesday. My book will be sold there. So if you don't want to do the pre-order, you can buy it there. I'll sign it. We can take pictures.
Love it, love it, love it.
Then I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club January 10th and 11th.
Love Gotham, another place we love.
Yes, yes. That's where I probably first met you, was at Gotham Comedy Club.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'll be at the DC Comedy Loft, followed by Typewriter Dynasty in LA. Then I'll be going to San Francisco and Boston. And
these are all our hot spots.
Yes.
So go check out Chloe. You have what's the website?
The website, everything is on F Your Diet.
Everything's F Your Diet.
All the tour, everything.
FYourDiet.com, FYourDiet.com, Chicago, New York, LA, Boston, San Francisco, all of my favorite cities. I love it. We're sponsor people before we go to the last email. MeUndies, MeUndies, MeUndies. Here's the time of year. Refresh that underwear drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Shelby?
Oh, yeah.
I love MeUndies. By this time of year, the planners and the Virgos of the worlds have clicked off everything on their list, while the rest of us last-minute people are running around like psychos trying to figure out what to get everyone. I think MeUndies is a great gift. It's fun. It's got personality. I think to buy for yourself is a great thing, because if you're hooking up with someone, all of a sudden you derobe and there's a funny underwear there. It's like the punchline of the joke that you never told throughout the night.
You know how it's like the cliche thing, like, oh, I got socks and underwear for...
Yeah.
This is like, this is, I actually won it.
Elevated. Love it. So it's cold out. It's dark out at like 4. Hello, darkness, my old friend. MeUndies wants you to know that it's okay to not leave the house as much this winter. In sizes X or small to 4XL, with plenty of brand new products, the options for getting cozy are endless. Ooh, yeah, they got a lot of cozy options. When they say cozy, they mean it, with MeUndies that are with undies that are 3 times softer than cotton in the cutest wintry prints and colors. That's like really soft. This holiday season, cozy up in their new robes for men and women. Ooh, treat your feet in their new soft slippers. And of course, match the whole fam with their cute new baby bodysuit. Okay. So they got a great gift offer for my listeners. First-time purchasers, you get 15. That's 1-5. 15% off and free shipping. It's a no-brainer, especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/JTrain. 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 Here we go. I'll give you the choice of the titles. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Boyfriend acts single, was offered money to hang out, and am I misreading things? What's up with ex hookups watching your Snap stories? Red flag or deal breaker? Does my boyfriend hate my vibrator? Longtime friendship fell apart. Am I picky or do I just hate everyone? Bad kiss or bad connection? What to DM an old crush? FedEx weed hemp story? Oh, that's a news update. Different ideas about what counts as cheating. Pregnant and dating. Swipe right on my hot boss. Will I get fired for or even before I'm even hired? Any of these speak to you?
Yeah, the first one about the money and the boyfriend, that one.
Yeah, that boyfriend sounds, acts single.
That sounds crazy. Oh, wait, is that the...
Retract my email. I've solved my own problems.
First of all, you open it up and it's like 19 paragraphs.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first was sent at 12:17 a.m., and then it was her retraction was sent at 8:56 a.m.
Look at your life. Look at your choices.
Never
she
mind.
Woke up. She was hammered. Wrote us a fucking
help me. Okay, so we'll just skip that one. She solved her own problems.
Look at. I'll read one passage from hers.
Okay.
Our Instagrams suck, and I don't want a celeb lookalike because they're wrong a lot. How would they know?
Get her out. Get her
out. How would she know? She doesn't know if they're wrong.
Get them out of here.
We give celebrity lookalikes. Shelby has a very good talent of seeing this. We don't give out the names. We just look and he gives a celebrity.
A dumb, stupid, dope.
Mr. President might be right. Okay. So we're going to delete that one.
Yes.
Any others?
Pregnant and dating.
All right, let's go to that. Thanks for all you do. I'll get to it. I'm certain you haven't covered this question, and it may not apply to all your audience, but it might be interesting for the older crowd. I'm 38, been in some long-term relationships, but lately just short flings and no one I choose to spend my life with. I know I want to be a mom, so I've decided the time is of the essence. Men in relationships will always be there, but my ability to have children were not. And so I've been decided to do it on my own. I, along with my amazingly supportive family, very expensive sperm, and a fertility doctor will make it happen. And I'll give my child or children the best life. My question comes to dating. Shall I disclose this information in my plan for the upcoming year or just date and keep it to myself? How would you want to be told this, and what point should it be shared, and how would the bell curve of men take this news? Not looking for a relationship, but still open to dating and enjoying someone's company during this process. Thanks in advance. Keep up the great work. What do you think?
Well, I also am 38 and no children. Mm-hmm. I don't have any desire to have any at this moment. Okay. So I'm not doing preventative measures like she is here. I haven't frozen my eggs, which is like all the rage now. I guess they have a coupon on Groupon for that shit.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. A lot of my girlfriends, a lot of my friends are freezing their eggs. And they're like, yeah, you should freeze your eggs because you're getting older. I'm like, yeah, if whatever God's want, it's his will at this point.
I do understand that there's a lot of women doing like the egg freezing. But
the
Groupon thing is hilarious. Just that, like to tell your kid at some point.
Yeah, right.
You were a deal.
Yeah.
I saw the ad. I had to take it.
Yeah. I got an ad on a podcast. Yeah.
This Jewish guy screamed promo code JTrain. And I was like, hey, listen, deal.
Listen, in like 4 months, you'll have an ad about like freezing your eggs.
I have no doubt that is coming.
Egg train.
Yeah, egg train. But I do think that what's going to happen is the male ego is going to kick in. And I think either you'll meet guys who are like, well, I don't want children, so I'm good on that and have fun with your journey. Or you're going to meet a guy who's like, I have sperm. Let's just see where this goes. And I'll be down to have a kid in like a year or two. And so does that mean, would you be willing to prolong this a year or two to see if this guy is a good candidate?
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't think of it that way because we're different people, but also it would be interesting to me. Like I understand where she'd be like I wouldn't want to be Like if a guy was like, let's see in a year, I want you to have my baby in a year or two. And the guy's like, eh, I'm going to break up. And now she's 40 and she's, you know, kind of like not gotten to her goal, which this does sound like a goal of hers. And she's like, I got my family involved. Like her email is very positive. Yeah. Like it's not like... her email, I'm like, this is, she's made the decision.
Yeah, I feel like in this situation, you should just go ahead and have the baby and then date as a single mom. It's one thing to date as a single mom than it is to date as a pregnant woman or trying to get pregnant woman.
I think it's a lot different. I think the ego of men will more go towards, she's looking for a dad. She needs some help. And that's not fair because she seems pretty self-sufficient from her email. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't want to tell her not to go date.
No, but it sounds like she's trying to do both, and I think you need to prioritize. If your main focus is having a child, then do everything to make your environment and your community help you and support you for this child. And then you can think about dating after the child.
I'm with you. I wouldn't, you know, it would be a lot for me to be, like, on a date with someone and them going, well, I think, like, this is, like, a... one thing after another.
Yeah.
Get yourself together with the baby. And like, listen, we've had single parents on this podcast and a lot of them, like, I'm just thinking of like Chris DiStefano, who when he talks about like girls he goes out with, he's got a child at home and he talks about girls he goes out with and women he sees. And he's like, it's a little more freeing because he says he likes dating single moms because the priorities are already in check.
Yeah.
The
and
list
no one's
is already
take
made.
Offense to you saying I can't make it tonight. My daughter has a cold.
Exactly. And I'm sure there's a little bit of this woman that's like, hey, I want to have a little bit of fun before I know I'm going to have to stay home with my baby.
Yeah.
If that's the case, you might not be ready for a baby.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, and I'm not saying, she seems ready. I think like the idea that, but I also think like what frees you up most to meet great people is when you're not trying to meet great people.
Yes.
So like, if you're concentrating on the baby, you're setting up the room, you're setting up the house, you're going out with friends and having, you know, like your one glass of wine a week, and you're like just reconnecting with them because you know in a couple of months it's going to be more baby time than friend time. I think you're going to meet guys out in that type of scenario and they're going to go, what's your deal? And you go, well, I'm actually having a, like, it won't feel like this, like, coming out process as much.
Yeah, because it's your truth, and you should tell your truth and then see how people respond to it. Yeah. Because also, it seems like she's trying to, like, hedge her bets. It's like, well, I could still potentially meet a good guy while I'm trying to get pregnant.
Yeah, I think you got to put that aside. Yeah. I think you could meet a good guy at any point doing anything. But I think the problem with dating apps is that it makes it so interviewish.
Yeah.
It takes the fun of meeting someone out of it. And she's asking this question in kind of the context of dating apps where it's like, well, when do I come out with this information? It's like, well, if you kind of remove yourself from that world and someone approaches you out at dinner, let's say someone comes up to you and the guy says, hey, let me get your number, and you get his number and you go, and he's like, and then that would be more natural to talk about, like, well, actually my life, like when you came up to me, I'm actually trying for a baby.
Yeah.
And he can go, wow, what made you do? You know, now instead of like under the pretense of like, I swiped you and I want to be with you and also here's your baby, you know?
Like, yeah, because also it sounds like she's going to have the baby regardless if she meets a guy or not.
Absolutely.
So it's just a matter of telling them like, hey, you're great, but I have the sperm on ice.
I think... totally right. And I, you know, I've given this advice to other people when they're like, well, I'm dealing with, there's this one girl and then there's another girl and then I'm trying to get my work done. It's like, all right, break up. You know, you have to do things in order.
Yeah.
We're all human. You can't handle 7,000 things at once. This is a child. You're bringing it into the world. You got your family on board. What are you going to do? You're going to go to your family like, hold on, but I got to go get drinks.
First of all, I'm saving my money, one wine for this dude. You said it's a lot of money. People did a GoFundMe for your womb. Bitch, you better have this baby.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Chloe Elliott, thank you for coming on. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Feather Nation Studios loves you. Chloe_Hilliard. It's fyourdiet.com. January 2020 is when the book comes out, but you can get it in pre-sale.
Yes.
Right now. Classic Shelb, thank you for popping on, helping out.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. I'm Jared Fried. Let's talk some tour dates. When does this come out?
This is coming out Christmas Eve.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. I love a Merry Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas Eve. I do shows every Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You know those shows.
I used to do, I haven't done them in a while because you have to rotate the non-Jewish people in for the Jewish Christmas Eve show.
Yeah, I ask for that show. It's I love doing show. That show.
I have so much fun.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'll do it next year.
I email them like packed in out. August.
Packed out. Two yeah. sold out. They may do three. Is it three this year?
It's two, I think.
Two sold out wall to wall.
Jews.
Jewish Christmas
Get
Eve.
A life, Jews.
Yeah. If you're in New York, I'll be at Gotham tonight. I'm also going to be back at Gotham, I think in March or April, headlining a weekend. So get involved with that. But for real, this weekend, I'm in Springfield, Massachusetts. And then next weekend, I'll be in Naples, Florida. And then 2 weeks after that, Salt Lake City, Utah. And then a month from now, I will be in Buffalo at Helium in Buffalo. So listen, the whole point of this podcast is to have some fun, introduce you to comics, introduce you to what they're doing. And for you to come out to some shows, see what we're doing. This is what we do. So come on out, jaredfried.com, jaredfried.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.